goes according to Beis Shammai. Goes according to Beis Shammai Shita. The Yom that they say Mayin Echad Hu Enoch Nami. According to Beis Shammai, hold this Mayin Echad Hu. Therefore, you don't have to make a bedika. But Enoch Nami, according to Beis Tilu, you would have to make a bedika. So Moshe says, is that true? The Stam Lo Tonik Beis Shammai. It's swore that Stam could be like Beis Shammai. So Moshe says, no, that's not such a kash over here. Because Stam usually we pass like a Stam Mishnah. But over here it's not that way. Here it's a Stam V'yachakach Machloikasu. Here, right after that Stam Mishnah, is another Mishnah that argues. And therefore the Kalal is the whole Stam, the Stam Mishnah. V'yachakach Machloikas. Then there's a Machloikas. Ain't a local Stam. We don't talk about that Stam Mishnah. See, if it's not a kasha to say that Mishnah goes according to Beis Shammai, we don't pass like that Mishnah anyway. The boy is saying, another tells could be according to Levi. Mi ketoni mevakesh es leishev. Does it say that she wants to start her Yimei Taira, meaning it's only the seventh day? No, Yosheva ketoni, that she already started. That on the eighth day, that day that she's already tore, that's when she doesn't have to make a bedika. But could be on the seventh day, Avad, you need a bedika to make sure she stops seeing. So then we say the Mayan Tor may stop, and now it's the new Mayan Tor. So Maria, he Yosheva, see, we're talking about now, it's the eighth day already, so my little man, what do you have to tell me? Pshitish doesn't have to make a bedika. Like, that's called Yimei Tatira, even if she sees that she saw. So Maria says, no, mother him, I would have thought to say, Tibdek, let her make a bedika. Because Dilma Kovul of Esses, maybe it's the day that she could be Kovei of Es. Like, if she sees then, she sees now on Rosh Chodesh. Then the next 2 months Rosh Chodesh, so even though this first Riyah was Dam Tor, but still should be Kavei Aves to see for now on Rosh Chodesh. Dilma Kabbal Aves, the Mara says, Kamash Das Chodesh here, Kamash Mano, Te Mayin Tor, Le Mayin Tor Meloi Kova. That know that the fact she sees now when it's Dam Toyer does not prove anything how she'll see when later she'll see from the Mayin Tomei. Is according to Levi, it's two different mayonas, two different like wells, two different places. Therefore, you can't bring a proof from one to the other. So, this is good. Levi, according to Levi, she says, Yom, the old Shnei Mayonah same. That this Isha, after Leda, that for 33 days after Azacha, she's tore, that's from a different mayon. So, therefore, you can't bring a proof of a vest from one to another. Elul, but according to Rav, she says, Yom, the old Mayin Echon, who know it's one well, one place where the dam comes from. If so, Tivdek, let him make a bedika now, even during the Yimei Taira. Even though true she's Tor, but still we have to know, maybe she'll have a new flow now, and she'll start a new Kviyas Vest. So we do a Kovala Vest, maybe she'll make Kviyas Vest. The rest is not, Filu Hochi still, Mimei Taira, Limei Tomosa, Le Kovala, still could be, even though it's one Mayin, one place where the dam, one womb where the dam comes from, but still, since these 33 days, the Torah said she's Tor, so you can't bring a proof when she'll see then, that she'll see the same way later when the Dam is Tomei. Even though it's the same Mayan, but it could be still the different characters, different ways of coming out. So therefore, you can't bring a proof one to another. So therefore, there's no purpose at all to make a Bedika during this Yimei Atayra. Then the Mishnah says, U'mashamesh is B'edim, that every Isha b'sman di'atayris, that'll be before they live with the husband, they have to check themselves right before and right afterwards. Tanan Hossim, we learned the Mishnah Gemara Ksubis that says, Tinoikos shleigias manolivus. It means a girl less than 12 years old, or even older, less than 12 years old. Didn't come a time yet to see Dam. Venice says she gets married. Shebeshamir Beshamai says, Noistan la arbalelus. That the first 4 nights they're allowed to live together, even though there's Dam. That's nothing. We said it's Dam Besulin. It's not Dam Nidus. She's Torah. Ubeisulam Besulus says even more than that. Achetichi Hamaka. That go on for a longer time. As long as the wound did not heal there. I mean to say, let's say if they live together every night, and every night Dam comes out, we say the pshat is that wound of the bia, of the first bia, breaking the psulim, did not heal yet. So if it could even be a week, that all the Dam that comes out is still called Dam, Torah Tyra, it's a Dam psulim, not Dam Nidus. That's called Achatichi Yamaka. Now I'm Rav Gidlo Mashmuel, Leshonavalish Leposko Mach Mastashmash. That means only where shleish means every time they attach mish she's dam, and verosa shle machmas tashmish, and she also sees the next day not machmas tashmish. That's when we say that she's tor. That dam is still dam of the b'sunim, and therefore she's tor. Aber what's going to be poska machmas tashmish? Let's say they had lived together the next night and no dam came out at all. So that's a proof then that the makah, the wound, healed up. And then Baruch, so then the next day she does Sidan, so Tamei and Chnami, then the Maisi, she's Tamei. Because the next day we say it's not from the wound anymore, the wound healed up. So it must be now she got a period, therefore she's Tamei. What's going to be over Lailo Achas Ploitash? Let's say one night passed by and they did not live together. And then Baruch, so the next day she does Sidan, Tamei, then she is Tamei. So we have a right to say that most probably the wound healed up already, and therefore when she sees Dam, now it's regular Dam Nidus. What's going to be Nishtane Mare Domim Shalom? Let's say though what she sees by daytime, the Dam changes from the Dam Besulim. The Bible says they knew that the first Dam that came out was a little bit lighter. Later the Dam that came out was darker Dam. Then we say Tamei, and that's also proof to say that she's Tamei. It's not called the Dam Besulim anymore. Because since it changed already, the Rashi says, Mimara dam bila rishayna, from the color of the first bia, the dam that came out then, but came out later, changed, so then we say, it's dam tamei, that she's tamei. The Gemara says, Mosiv Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah asks a question like this, Upsula shodemer toirim, Upsula that a dam is toirim, amai tishamish b'yedim. What does she have to be mishamish b'yedim for? The Dilma Nishtana Maradomim Shalom, because maybe it will change. And this is a kashim. It says in our Mishnah, the Master of Yim, it says, Ubsula, Shedemer Torim, Ubsula, and it says the Dam that comes out after the Bia is called Dam Sulim. So she's Torah, so now the Mishnah says she doesn't have to check herself. We don't tell her to check herself, not before Tashmish, and not after Tashmish, not even for Tyrus. The question is why? Why shouldn't she check herself? Amai tishamish piyedim, the doom and nishtana maradom shlo. Maybe the color of the blood will change. And we're saying that if the color becomes a little bit darker, it's a proof it's not dam besulim, rather it's dam nidus. So she should check out to see what type of dam it is. So my answer is Amai Rava, Eima Reisha, who anytime is saying the Reisha, the Mishnah, chut min hanida v'yasheva sadam toyu. Who the loy boy b'dikin achanami? Only Nisha that's a Nido, Yeshavas Adam Torah, they don't have to have Badika. Abba Besula, Shademe Torah, Bar Badika, Enachnami, it could be a Besula, even though a Deme is Torim, Minastam, but she should make a Badika before Tashmas and Achatashmas. Because if she makes a Badika, maybe we'll find the Dam to be a darker color, and that will prove that she's a Nido. Smurah says, Elakash and Adoya, so it's a steer of them, before we stand up like that. Smurah says, the difference is like this. We talk and say she'll make a bedika later on because maybe she'll find down it's darker. We'll know it's dam besulim. Just if she has tashmish though, that's no proof if the dam right after that is darker to say it's dam nidus. Because we'd say that the shamish, the bia itself, made a little bit darker. So therefore, you can't shuck yourself right after the bia. Rashi says, Eima Shamash Ochra means Eivra Tashmish. That maybe the Tashmish itself, the Eivra, for some reason, that caused the Dam to become a little bit darker. So therefore, she can't check itself right after the Tashmish. But Enechnami, if they don't live together, then Stam, they check himself, that's okay. Because then later we could tell if it's a darker color, that's a right Stam Nidus, and not Dam or Besulim. Yeah. Tani Nam Yochi, don't let this soul, Tani Nam Yochi. That the medvamum, when was this said the medvamum, shaloi toska machmas tashmish, that she did not stop seeing dam when they lived together. For us to shaloi machmas tashmish, she saw the next day, that's when we say she's Torah. Because we say the maka did not heal up yet, so any dam that comes out is still dam besulim. But toska machmas tashmish, let's say they lived together once now, after the first biyam, and she did not see dam, and then for us the next day she does see dam, tamei, then she's tamei. Because we say the mark of the womb healed up, and this is new dam now. What's going to be over Lailo Achas below Tashmish? One night passed by, they did not live together. For also, then the next day she sees Tameya. She's Tameya, because we have a right to say, Mustama, the mark healed up. Nishtana Maradom Shalom. Let's see, even though they lived last night together. And she checks herself the next day. And she sees now the next day the dam is a little bit darker. That's also proof to say Tameya. It's not anymore the dam Sulim, but rather it's the new dam of dam Nidus. Therefore, she would be Tamei. Then it says the Mishnah, Pamayim Mitzricha. She has to burn herself twice a day. Once in the morning and once in the evening. Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, Lashon Velo Tyrus. Yudah Mashmuel says, this thing is only applies an Isha that's Isaac and Tyrus. She has to check herself in the morning to make sure the Torah she touched last night is Torah, and she has to check herself at night to make sure the Torah she touched by daytime. But in the case where she's not being oisik in Tyrus, just to live with a husband, loy boy batika, for that she would not have to be burdening herself. Tanan learned like this. Shmuel's Chiddush, they don't have to make a bedikah like this. Man is in, the Nosh will not have to check himself before Tashmish. Gemara says, my Kamash, what are you teaching me? Tanim, we learned like this. We learned the Mishnah later, we'll have that Kol Ha Noshim Beches Kastaira Labalayim. So the Mishnah later says, all the Noshim are Beches Kastaira. Unless you know she sees, so she's Beches Kastaira. So she doesn't need a bedikah. So the Imra says, if not Mishnah, the Imra says, I would have thought the Savimina, Han, immediately be Shesh Lavestis. As soon as Ishan has a vest, then we say, so Shloi Bisman Vestor, you're allowed to live with her without checking. Abel Isha Shane Lavest, maybe Isha does not have a vest Kavua, maybe Boye Badika, maybe Nachnaim is such an Isha, every time before the husband lives with her, maybe he'll have to make a Badika, she'll have to make a Badika. So the proof is from our Mishnah that he says, no, she does not need a Badika. Some verse says, if so, how could it be a proof in our Mishnah? For Mas Nisan Disha Shesh Lavestas, because now Mishnah is talking about Isha has a vest. And on the view of Shmuel saying the Pshan now Mishnah. So maybe only an Isha has a vest does not need a Badika Labaila. But maybe an Isha Shein Lavestas, maybe she would need a Badika Labaila. Some verse says, no, I'll tell you the Pshan in our Mishnah is Mas Nisan is Bain Shesh Lavestas, Bain Shein Lavestas. I'm just talking about both types of Noshim, whether she has a vest or whether not. And the all Kamash do the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that the Yafagav the Yesh Lavestas, even though she has a Vestas, still, Migu, the boy B'dik L'Tairis, since for the after the Tashmah she has to check herself to make sure she's tough, if the Tairis is boy Nama B'dik L'Baila, that's the Chiddush, even though she has a Vestas, I mean, Astam, we should not be choshed, she's going to see Dam now, but since for Tairis there's this Chumash, she has to check herself, who are Din L'Baila, also we say she has to check herself beforehand. Shmuel said this one time already. The Isha does not have a vestet. It's like also to live with the husband until she checks herself first. And the kin, we already put that halacha, that memory was, the asuka the tyrus. It's only talking about when she's very sick and tyrus. So we learned that halacha already. Only for Isha has worked with tyrus have to check herself before, but not a regular Isha. One was learned the name of the other one. Like it's not a separate memra. It was like both set together. It's not a kasher why we learned both of them. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yechlon let this also. The Ned of Ramamu Ramuz has said you have to make these badikas before Tashmas and after Tashmas on the Latiris. On Anisha's working for Tyrus, there it's a Chumra, she has to check herself. Avul Abaylan, a case where there's no Tyrus, just to live with a husband, then Mutera, she's allowed to live with a husband, but she doesn't check herself. The Ned, the Mumrum, was this said, Shenicha Becheskes Tyra, if you left her, Becheskes Tyra. Avul Anicha Becheskes Tineya, let's say when you went away, she was still a Nietzsche, she was Tamei, and then you come home, the Loch was Zerlam Hiva Tumasa, she always has a Loch, she's Tamei, Ashe Toymele Tyrani, she has to tell you that she's Torah. So it could be again, when you go away, she was Tamei, and then you come home, so you have to ask her, is she Torah? You have to ask, did she go to the mikveh or not? And if she says yes, then you're right to believe her.